Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 10. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 19, lows of 10. Wednesday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze as well, highs of 20, lows of 12. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 11. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 12. I'll update you more on the weather next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Southern Vectis has issued guidance to passengers travelling on its buses following the government's latest COVID-19 announcement. People should only travel on public transport if absolutely necessary, but the local operator is expecting an increase in the numbers using its buses over the coming weeks. Throughout this crisis, we have been committed to helping key workers travel so they can carry out their vital roles, and this will not change, said Southern Vectis Head of Communications, Nikki Hohner. The government has asked people to continue working from home if they can. However, those who cannot may now be allowed to return to their offices and other work locations. We know this is likely to increase demand for our services, and we are planning to respond accordingly. We will be ensuring that passengers are able to maintain social distancing while travelling with us. When the bus is at full capacity, our driver won't be able to welcome anyone else on board. This may be frustrating for those affected, but we ask our customers to bear with us while we work hard to ensure there are enough seats for all, increasing the number of buses on our routes if we possibly can. Meanwhile, Cowes Enterprise College says it has been forced to close for a week to allow for a deep clean. The school has been among those providing childcare for key workers during the coronavirus crisis. It has temporarily closed after a positive test result. The Ormiston Trust-run school said it would reopen on Monday, 18th May. A large build-up of sand on the beach at Ryde is being cleared by the Isle of Wight Council this week. Contractors have not been clearing the sand at Ryde regularly during lockdown. However, as it's now got quite high and is covering the sea wall path, a one-off big sand clear-up will take place whilst the beach remains quiet. Work has got underway starting at Ryde Harbour and working east towards Apley Beach. Diggers, dumpers and good old shovels are being used. The clear-up is scheduled to be completed by Friday 22nd of May 2020. And finally, Britain's oldest carnival ride has followed in the footsteps of Sandown and Newport and cancelled its 2020 parades. The announcement came today, just hours after Newport and Sandown carnivals called off. The ride committee said that following Prime Minister Boris Johnson's coronavirus lockdown easing statements on Sunday and yesterday, it had taken the painful decision to call off this year's events. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Janet Jackson, who's a pop singer. Number 2, George Mason, who's a YouTube star. Number 3, Megan Ramsey, who's an Instagram star. And finally, number 4, Jazza John, who's a YouTube star as well. I'll tell you their dates of birth in a minute. Bye for now!
Hi. Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that have happened on the past week in history. On the 14th of May 1944, famous film director George Lucas was born. He directed the famous Star Wars films, films set in space which had some of the best special effects of their time. The 15th of May 1987 was the birthday of Andy Murray, one of the most well-known tennis players in the world. In 2013, he became the first British man to win the Wimbledon Tennis Championship since 1935. He even repeated the feat in 2016. On the 13th of May 1820, Florence Nightingale was born, a woman who revolutionised nursing. Dispatched to a hospital in the Crimea, she was shocked at the conditions in the hospital she worked in. She quickly made some big changes that made her remembered in history. Her birthday is celebrated as International Nurses Day. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember when I told you all about these celebrity birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their dates of birth. Number one, Janet Jackson, who was born in 1966. Number two, George Mason, born in 1997. Number three, Megan Ramsey, who was born in 1998. And finally, Jazza John, who was born in 1986. I'll have some more famous birthdays for you next week. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, grieving families and friends will be able to say their final goodbyes to their loved ones online soon, as COVID-19 social distancing is maintained within the crematorium. Private online streaming of funeral services live from the crematorium are now possible thanks to a newly installed camera and technical progress with software in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. The system used means that Isle of Wight Council can protect the online security of individuals' private service and help people to celebrate the life of their loved ones digitally. In order to ensure the spread of coronavirus is minimised when attending funerals at the crematorium, for weeks only 10 people have been able to attend services in person due to social distancing measures that had to be put in place to ensure people's safety. Digital services have progressed rapidly in response to the coronavirus pandemic, so I am pleased that we have been able to harness this so quickly and provide people with a secure and private way to say goodbye to their departed loved ones when they cannot attend funerals in person, said David Stewart, leader of the Isle of Wight Council. Meanwhile, in line with the latest government guidelines, Redfernal Ferries is urging the public to heed the government's advice and refrain from using public transport as much as possible. This includes using the company's ferry service between Southampton and East Cowes. While the UK government has somewhat relaxed its essential travel only message, it remains clear that travel for the purpose of holidays, including visits to second homes, remains prohibited. Redfernal is also reminding customers that while the government has stipulated people may travel as far as they like for exercise or to meet one other person in an outdoor space, the government has also advised the public to avoid using public transportation as much as possible. As Redfernal continues to maintain its lifeline service to the island with a reduced timetable, the company urges the public to use their best judgment and to avoid using its ferries to take day trips for exercise or to visit friends and family at this time, said Fran Collins, CEO, Redfernal. We hope the public will take both the detail and spirit of the updated government advice into account and refrain from using our ferries for leisure and social reasons at this time. With everyone being asked to avoid public transport as much as possible, our essential travel only message remains appropriate at present. We appreciate that the island is a beautiful place to visit, particularly at this time of year, but we must ask visitors to wait, as sadly, the Isle of Wight remains closed for tourism at this time. Accommodation providers, attractions, restaurants and most shops remain closed, but the island will return to normal in time, and we're asking people to dream now, sail later. And finally, Age UK Isle of Wight is offering support to older island residents to download the COVID-19 Track and Trace app. This help can be delivered through telephone and online support. to give older residents the confidence to use the application or to answer technical questions. Joe Dare, Age UK Isle of Wight CEO, said, "We appreciate that some older residents may have questions about aspects of using this app, including which types of smartphone the app will work with and what information the app holds about each individual. Information can also be found at www.ageukiw.org.uk. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotall.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The students of the 4P's Short Breaks course have now concluded their business. We will return to normal programming now.